I'd like to skip a few paragraphs to page Shin Yud Zayin, Kvar Hakdamnu. Okay, so Shin Yud Zayin, Kvar Hakdamnu, I think it's the point we want to get to. In Kedusha, we say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevakos, which is what angels say. And we say Baruch Vayit Hashem Im Kaime, which is what angels say. And then comes Yimlech Hashem La'ilam La'kayatzim La'darvadar Haleluka. So to many people, the three things we answer, Kadosh, Baruch Vayit, and Yimlech. It's not so. They're not all the same. Kadosh and Baruch Vayit are what the Malachim say. That's the crucial piece of Kedusha. Yimlech is something that we add, and we say in addition, which is a separate thing that we say. It's not as chashuv. If you're in the middle of a lakai netzar, and you're answering with the chazan, Mishnah Berurah says you only answer kadosh and baruch avayit, and not yimlech. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says to say yimlech as well, but even according to him, it doesn't have the same chashivus as Kaddish Kaddish. We find in Nach two times and a Navi sees Malachim praising Hashem. One is in Yeshaya and one is in Yecheskel. In the first one, the Malachim say, Kaddish 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 Hashem Tzavakais, Lech Aretz Kavayda. In the second one, they say, Baruch Kavayda Hashem Im Kaimei. Those are only two times in Tanakh that the Navi sees Nevi'im, the Malachim praising. And those are the two. So where does Yimlech Hashem, La'ilam, where does that come into Kedusha? So that's what he's going to explain here. Kvar Hakdamnu, on page Shin Yud Zayin, the first new paragraph. We have already said earlier, Shepasik Zeh Einoi Mishiras HaMalachim. It's not part of the praise of the angels. Elamasha Anu B'nei Yisrael Mishabchin Yimlech Hashem La'ilam, Shekshatiyah HaTihila La'ashem, Shemachusai Tiyah La'ilam, the time will come when the whole world will recognize Malchus Hashem. Then HaKadosh Baruch will be praised as your God, Zion. Ein kavana Zion al Beis HaMikdash. Oyal Yir Ela al Klal Yisrael. Kamavu Abavudram. So I have to tell you, there are contradictions which we mentioned in the past, about what Tzion is. Is Tzion a city or is Tzion the Beis HaMikdash? It's funny, we say Yerushalayim Beis Mikdashcha, L'Tzion Ircha. It's funny, we call Yerushalayim Beis Mikdashcha, and Tzion is Ircha. On the other hand, we say Yerushalayim Ircha, Barak Mimtasha, we call Yerushalayim the Ir. So, it's a little bit of confusing. The word Yerushalayim and Tzion are used interchangeably. Now, you know Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. It is the city of Yerushalayim. What is Tzion? So Schwab explains that Tzion means Mokam HaMitzuyenes. All Tzion really means is the excellent place. Right? In a report card you get Mitzuyan, that means excellent. Mitzuyan means noteworthy or excellent. So therefore, Tzion is used for Yerushalayim. Tzion is used sometimes we say Tzion Ircha, and sometimes we say Tzion to refer to the Beis HaMikdash. What he's saying here is Elokayach Tzion is neither. Yimlech Hashem La'olam, Elokayach Tzion here refers to Klal Yisrael. K'mavu Abavudram B'shem Psikta, Amar Abchanina Bar Papa, Chazanu HaKol HaMikra. We looked at all the Psukim, V'loy Mitzinu, and we did not find Mokim Shenichu Yisrael Tzion Elazeh. The only place that the Klal Yisrael is called Tzion is a pasuk in Yeshaya, L'Toya Shemayim Uliyasay Aretz V'Leimer L'Tzion Amiyata. Hashem established the heavens and the earth, and he said to Tzion Amiyata, you are my people, Hari Shetzim Yisrael Chadu. So we find in Yeshaya, Tzion refers to Klal Yisrael. Shaimim Tzion Einam Uchum V'Rak Al Tzion Mishkan Kavidecha. Mokim Beis Tifarteinu. It doesn't mean only Beis HaMikdash. Agam Kol Am Yisrael HaMechuna Hashem Ha'ir HaBira Shaloi Tzion. Kol Yisrael is called by the name of its capital city, Tzion. Okay, so Yimlaich Hashem La'olam Alakayach Tzion, Alakayach, your God Tzion, V'dor V'dor Haleluka. So that is, it's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day will come when you will be the Melech, recognized by the whole world. Okay, so Yimlach Hashem lo Eilom lo Kayat Tzion. Tzion is Klal Yisrael. Ubir Hakosav Yemais
Hamashiach. It actually makes more sense to touch it that way in that context. El Kayach Tzion wouldn't make sense if it meant Yerushalayim or the Beis Hamikdash.
If and there'll be those who'll translate that it means Yerushalayim. They will translate El Kayach in Tzion as if it's a Bitzion. It doesn't say Bitzion.
Yeah.
So but they would translate it that way. So it's funny, it's a pasuk we say often, and I don't think most people have clarity as to the translation.
That means he has a love for the Eretz Yisrael, or a love, it depends who you say, yes.
Well, the idea of a tzioni is not a Tanakh expression. It's a political expression, right? They were called Chayvim Veitzion. That's where the name came from. The original Chayvim Veitzion that was established in Russia in the 1800s had the Beis Halevi and the Netziv as two of the three head people in the Chayvim Veitzion. Now, they both quit as soon as the Chayvim Veitzion became secularized. The two of them dropped out because that wasn't what they wanted. But the original Chayvim Veitzion was way before, political Zionism and Herzl. Herzl came along afterwards. Herzl was a journalist. As a journalist, he had traveled the world. And because he was a journalist, he had access. And he started political Zionism, which was totally secularized. Herzl did not know the Aleph Beis. He died not knowing the Aleph Beis. He never learned anything that had to do with Yiddishkeit. He was a Tirish Nishba. He was interested in helping the Jewish people to avoid anti-Semitism. In his diary, in one of the famous pieces of his diary, before he got involved in Zionism, he proposed that all the Jews should convert. And that way, there'll be no anti-Semitism. There's no Jews. There's no anti-Semitism. That was one of his earlier plans. But he cared about anti-Semitism, about the oppression of the Jews. But he had no Jewish upbringing, which is funny, because you look at him with his beard, he looks like a rabbi. You know, and he died a young man, so beard never turned gray, you know. He's black. He died suddenly in the middle of one of the Zionist congresses.
Tzion means the land or the people?
Chavei Tzion meant the land. The original Chavei Tzion was were people who had love for the land, for Eretz Yisrael, and wanted to go. They were the successor to the Talmidei HaGra, the Talmidei HaBal Shem Tov. It's interesting that both the Talmidei HaBal Shem and Talmidei HaGra were among Ashkenazim, the original settlers in Eretz Yisrael. They look Hasidish to us, the old Yishuv in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim, even the Litvaks were a Shtraimel. Shalom Shvadron were a Shtraimel, or Shalom Zalman Arbach were a Shtraimel, because that's meaning Yerushalayim, is to wear a Shtraimel. And they weren't Hasidish at all.
But
Shalom Zalman certainly not. Certainly not.
I mean, I looked at him, you know, when you look at him, you see
the Shtraimel, because we associate Shtraimel. It was Chaim Zonnefeld. It's hard for me to know what makes someone be Hasidish, but he didn't have Hasidish in background. He didn't have Hasidish. Rishmon Salant was from Salant. He was, totally. And Rez Chaim Zonnefeld, Rez Chaim Zonnefeld, after Rishmon Salant passed away, Rishmon Salant died in 1909, and World War I came. Now, under the Turks, there was no chief rabbi in Israel. Under the Turks, there was the Rabban Yerushalayim, which was the Shulam Salant, and the Rav of Yafo. Yafo was not just Yafo, it was the Rav of the whole north, for Ashkenazim. The Rav of Yafo then was Rav Kook, and the Rav of Yerushalayim was Rav Shmuel Masalant. When Rav Shmuel passed away in 1909, the World War I came and there was no replacement. 10 years later, after the war ended in 1919, the British insisted that there be a chief rabbi, because in Britain is a chief rabbi. So they insisted there be a chief rabbi. So Rav Kook came back then. He had been the Rav of Yafo. He was stuck during World War I in Switzerland. He came back. He became the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, of Israel. He became the rabbi of Yerushalayim. Now what happened, Rav Kook was an agudist. He was an anti-Mizrachist. He was not Mizrahi at all, Rav Kook. He went to the Knessia. That's why he wasn't there at Israel during World War I. But what happened is, the fight over the Shemitah, when he came back, there was a machlaikis over Shemitah. Who was the machlaikis between? It was between the Litvisha Gedalim and the Hungarian, the Austro-Hungarian Gedalim. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Paskin that they should do a het mechira on the Shemitah year it was 1919 with Shemitah, and Rav Kook followed Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's psak. The old Yishuv in Yerushalayim followed the psak of the Gedalei Ungarin, who held not to do a het mechira. The Nitziv came out, the Nitziv wasn't alive in 1919, but he had come out with a kuntres called Zed Devar HaShemitah, where he was against the Mechira for a third reason. He was against the Mechira not because Hilchas Shemitah, because of Hilchas Mechira Eretz Yisrael. He said, now I sell karka Eretz Yisrael to a guy. Shemitah Bizmana says a Drabbanim. When there's no Yovel, then Shemitah is only a Drabbanim. And Mechira is karka Eretz Yisrael. He said, it's a Deraisa. So the Nitziv came out against selling the land, but it wasn't because of Hilchas Shemitah. So what happened then is that the old Yishuv rejected Rav Kook, and they made Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld the Rabbi in Shal Yerushalayim. So that's where it started from 1919, from that Shemitah Machlaikis and on, until today, they had two Rabbi in Yerushalayim. There's probably more than two. But the Hisach, not the Hisach, this is America, the Badatz of Yerushalayim has the Yishuv HaYashan, that's one Rav of Yerushalayim, and they have their Bezdin, and then there's the other Rabbi Shal Yerushalayim, who's recognized by the establishment, by the Rabbanot, and the establishment, and it's been that way ever since. That dispute was a dispute within the Frum community, and it really had nothing to do with political Zionism. It's just a shame that all the whole history of Eretz Yisrael it's lost in the new generation. Who's interested in all this? It's very interesting. I asked some boys were learning about Israel. I asked them why Israel had a labor party. What has labor got to do with anything? Why was the Israel so controlled by the labor party? You know why? Because the those who came to Eretz Yisrael at the turn of the century, after the Kishinev pogroms, came from Russia. And they were all anti the Tsar. Now, those against the Tsar were the communists, right? The Tsar was the establishment, and the communists were those rebelling. Communists were workers of the world unite. So everyone was against the Tsar. The Tsar was as anti-Semitic as they come. So they called themselves the Labor Party because they were anti-the Tsar. In the meantime, the communists took over in Russia. And the communists saw, erroneously, they saw in the Labor Party that controlled Israel at its foundation, at its founding, as a natural extension of the Russian dream of the labor world. And that's why they supported the establishment of the state initially. And that's why it was called the Labor Party. But it's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of manipulating the world to make certain things happen. Today there's no Labor Party anymore. I mean, it's a, His ideals are gone. Anyway, this is all a distraction because of Lakayach Tzion. When it'll come Tzion, there won't be any elections in Israel. Not three a year, that's for sure. There'll be a Sanhedrin and a Malchus Beis David, and that's what's going to control Eretz Yisrael. At any rate, this is the idea of Tzion, meaning Klal Yisrael. Ubir HaKosov, the bottom paragraph. Ayyabais HaMashiach. Kishayim laich Hashem la'olam, v'ya Hashem la'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, v'yakiru v'yedu, will come the time when they will recognize kol yesh v'sevel, v'malchus ha'kadosh baruch hu, ozai lo'isiya b'luas ha'aretz, deya ha'idei sh'yasigu oz metzias Hashem. At that time, lo'isiya b'luas deya ha'idei sh'yasigu oz metzias Hashem. Rak b'sichla m'miz b'inasam. It won't come from an intellectual understanding of God. Eli Yashiru v'yadu Kadosh Baruch Hu Elokei Yisrael. U'kumarim sha'anu shayfchim siach b'tfilas Rosh Hashanah. V'yoymer kol Hashem neshama ba'apai. Loi Hashem melech. El Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech. It's important to understand that Yemais HaMashiach is a vindication of Klal Yisrael. It's Kvod Yisrael that we talk about. And therefore, the recognition will be a lekayach tzion, the lekayach of Klal Yisrael, Kei Yisrael melch. V'yedu sheha hakara v'mitzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizgalis davka b'seich b'nei Yisrael v'davka ayyadei b'nei Yisrael. Now, for people to philosophize about what God means is wrong. The understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comes from Teresenu HaKadosh.
What's Teva?
That's Klal Yisrael. Yesh Yisabel, the sable is the earth. Yeshve Sebel, yeah. You can be able to call Yeshve Sebel. All those that live on this earth will recognize. V'chem ispallin, v'simloich ato Hashem levadcha, al kol ma'asecha. Hashem, you should be king yourself on all your creation. Bahar tziyoy, mishkan kveidecha, v'yushlaim yir kodshecha. Shanu mevakshim, v'mekavin lirais v'heira, v'seferes v'zecha. We daven to see quickly in the glory of Hashem's strength. Shati Yerushalayim Yer Abira Shekol Olam Kulay. Yerushalayim will be the capital of the whole world. Hamu'uchad La'asayis Ratzon Hashem. Klal Yisrael Yer La'am Segula. And at that time, Klal Yisrael will be recognized as a chosen people. Mamleches Kayinim V'gay Kodesh. V'tziyon Tela Tia HaMetropolitan. Metropolitan City. K'may Shenemar Ki Mitziyon Teitzei Teret V'ar Hashem Yerushalayim. V'chalo umas yeshivu as beis hamigdash, k'makayim Americas, k'maymer anavi, ki beisi beis tefila yikarei l'chalo amin. So we say, yimlach Hashem la'olam, l'kay atzil l'dar v'dar haleluka, we're envisioning a day when there'll be a recognition of the three, of Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the beis hamigdash for the whole world. Beisi beis tefila yikarei l'chalo amin means that Shlomo HaMelech Davin, that the Beis HaMikdash should be a place where all of the nations can come. Now the halacha allows a goy to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. But only a carbon oila. A goy can only bring a carbon oila in the Beis HaMikdash, and Yid brings even a carbon shlomim. Uri tzafayin ubayi teiman, it says. Uri tzafayin ubayi teiman. Tzafayin is where the carbon oila is shechted. Or Shlomo HaMelech says that a guy can only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a carbon oila. If he's magdish something totally. The job of a yid is vayiseimon, is to shech to shlamim. A shlamim, the part of it is eaten. As we serve Hashem, not just what we make kodesh to burn on the mizbeach, but what we make kodesh in our lives of Olam Hazeh as well.
So,
ki beisi beis tefila yikarei l'chalo amin. The Beis HaMikdash is to everybody. A guy who's a mammon, a mummer could never bring a carbon, even a Jewish mummer. But a guy could bring a carbon because beisi beis tefila yikarei l'chalo amin. The Beis HaMikdash is for everyone. Shlomo HaMelech designated for chalo amin. Okay, so we're up to the next paragraph here in Yud Zayin. Hope by the time you say Kedusha tomorrow morning, you'll still remember what Yimlech Hashem La'ilah means. This coming.